Hello, and welcome to our new show for 2018. If you haven't caught us before, the show is called Beyond Clean with Dave. Now, there's three words I focus on each and every show. Those three words: healthy, positive, and proactive. Now, our format's going to be a little different for this year. First of all, we're going to feature frontline staff members of cleaning services, both contractors and in-house. The people that go, well, a little bit beyond cleaning. You know, they take care of that ugly mess that everybody leaves at night and turn it into something beautiful the next day. We're going to talk with these people and see what they do beyond just cleaning up those messes. The other thing we're going to do is continue what we did last year, and that is to talk to industry professionals, what's going on in the industry and their viewpoints. And then also something new is we're going to have industry highlights. You know, that breaking news that's happening. However, today I want to introduce you to a lady that was inspirational to me on our very first show. This young woman brings all kinds of passion to her job. She's a single mother dealing with the challenges of raising a son to be a man. I want to introduce you to Lindsay Huck. I hope that you're inspired as much as I was.
So my name is Lindsay, and I'm from Oakland, Illinois, which is right outside of Chicago. And I have been living here in Florida for 11 years, and I got here because, well, first of all, I've always loved cleaning, which is interesting how I ended up as the office manager of a janitorial company. But, you know, just talking about my experiences, I just so happened to be at a birthday party with a mutual friend who overheard these things, and she let me know that they were hiring for an office manager at Bay Janitorial Service. And I got an interview, and I began here ever since. It's been 2 years now, so.
So what were you doing before you became an office manager here?
Okay, so I was helping, you know, manage a medical facility, and prior to that, a hotel. My son loves to go fishing. He loves to create things, you know, literally build projects and, you know, gingerbread houses over Christmas, or maybe a coloring book that he's drawn fish on every page and stapled together. You know, priorities are different. I have my son to go home to after work. We pretty much, you know, he goes to school and I work pretty much the same hours, and we have our weekends together. And then those weekends that I, you know, don't have him, I get to do house chores and maybe go out with some friends that night. So I get a little bit more of a life.
Okay, so I picked up the fact that you have him sometimes and that he's your life. And I would imagine this makes me think that there isn't another man involved other than your son.
No, I mean, his father is involved in his life, but he is mine otherwise, so I don't share him with anyone else. I've been a single mother for 7 years about.
You're young yet. You want to have some life. You still have, you have your son, which is your life,
yes.
But yet you have to live. And then, wait a minute, work for just a janitor service.
Yes, and I would never call it just a janitor service, but there is that concern out there that people do, you know, view us that way, which is a shame because we make them look good. You know, I mean, their places are clean because of us, and they have everything stocked because of us, and I am here to make sure that our cleaners have what they need, that our clients have what they need. I'm communicating between the two of them, and, you know, I want to make sure Bay Janitorial Service is giving their best as a company. They make the mess and we're there to clean it up, so I don't know why they're looking at us so lowly when they're just looking at us like we're just the janitor. I mean, we all make messes, but somebody's got to clean it up. So it's, you know, it's nice to be able to give them that place to go to that is clean and organized, and that we were the ones to help them get there. And, you know, whether it be us or another janitor company, janitor's company, I just think that it's a very valuable, you know, a very valuable job.
So your son's learning from you.
Oh, yeah.
What's he learning?
Well, he's learning that he needs to clean up after himself all the time. He knows that I like things in certain places, and that, you know, if it doesn't have a place, we probably don't need it. And, you know, he knows germs are everywhere, so you always have to keep your own hands clean, and you know, just keep everything tidy at all times. So we kind of have like a list of things to do as soon as we get in the house.
Okay.
I mean, right now, you know, he knows when he gets inside, you got to take your shoes off. We don't need that. Whatever has been outside traveling in through the house, and, you know, from that point, we need to put our school clothes out for the next day because we don't want to deal with this later. And we immediately need to take our showers because we've been hanging around all kinds of people all day long. Germs are everywhere. We need to make sure that we are healthy and clean ourselves.
There's three words that I focus on each show. Mm-hmm. It has to be healthy, it has to be positive, and it has to be proactive. So give me some of the proactive things that you and maybe Gregory or you here at Bay Janitorial are doing, both personal and professional then. I mean, I heard adventures. I'm dying to find out what some of those adventures are.
Okay, so, you know, if my son is going to go out one day and he's going to ride his bike in the street, I have to know that he's going to be safe about it. And so, you know, I'm proactive in teaching him, okay, I realize you're going to do this one day, so I'm going to do it with you now while you're young, and I'm going to show you how to do it so that you're smart about it. So I have words that I kind of go out with him. I'm like, all right, Gregory, diagonal down to the driveway and hug the curb left. And so he could ride in front of me or behind me. He's in a little bit of both. And, you know, if there's a car coming, I'm like, all right, car's coming left, cut the street right, up the driveway. And, you know, so I'm proactive in trying to take steps to see, okay, where are we going and how can we, you know, how can we get there safely? And is my son going to be okay with or without me? You know, I don't know, but all I can do is prepare him for that. And that's the same thing with, you know, Bay Janitorial Service. I mean, I see, okay, we have this customer and we want to keep them and we want to make them happy. We want them to come to their office and we want them to see that we did a great job. And if we miss something, we're going to fix that.
You're saying whenever you have an issue, just stop, take a breath, let us know what it is, and we'll deal with it.
Yes, absolutely.
It sounds simple.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
No. It doesn't always happen that way, but, you know, we can only hope that through these examples, you know, our customers, even in the cleaning world, would see they are, you know, they do recognize the situation and they are handling it, and, you know, we just have to trust that they see that as we continue to do that, okay, they are actually doing what they're saying they're doing, and maybe it didn't come out perfect because there's multiple people involved, but the more we try and work together and trust that they're giving their best, you know, the more that you build this relationship, and then, you know, from there it only gets better. I mean, you keep lifelong customers and things like this, but there has to be that trust too, and they have to be able to look at us like people, not just janitors.
When you take care of that, Do you feel that you're part of their family, even though?
Definitely. I mean, this is my second family. I'm here, you know, Monday through Friday, and I want to make sure that everybody here is happy, and I want to make sure that we all, you know, can count on each other and, you know, just know that, you know, if this is where we're going to be outside of our homes, we have a home here, too, and that's important.
How much of the time really is spent with customers versus employees of Bay Janitorial?
I really want to say half and half, because in order to make sure, you know, everybody's on the same page, I have to communicate with one just as much as the other. So whether I'm being, whether I'm talking to the client or the employee, I have to now make sure that it crosses over and each person gets the message, or, you know, that can't be missed.
You just continue the customer service thing all day long.
You have to. And it's literally a part of life, whether you are an office manager or whatever you are doing, because everybody's watching you and everybody needs kindness. And, you know, whether you're a janitor or not, everybody should be treated with respect, because we all need confidence. We all need to feel appreciated.
I mean, we do something beyond cleaning.
Right. Well, I mean, just making sure that my son has, you know, the proper nutrition. I have to be cooking for him and showing him, you know, what he needs to do as an adult, because I realize I'm raising a boy to be a man, and I need to make sure that I'm giving him the best life. We're going on adventures, but we can't always fit those in, you know, because we've got our Monday through Friday schedule, which is work and school. He needs to get his homework done. You know, he needs to be reading every night, 20 minutes. Just trying to keep that Monday through Friday schedule while making it fun for him so he doesn't get bored of it and, you know, give up in those challenges of him being at school and me being at work and not being able to always have each other.
So grandma and grandpa are still in Chicago?
No, actually they live about 10 minutes away from me, and I have to say I'm very thankful for, you know, their support. They pick him up from school when I'm in my last hour of work, and they bring him to me most of the time. Sometimes I come pick him up. They bring us, you know, they make us dinner. They are just very supportive, and I don't know where I would be without them. So personally, I would like to grow my family and be able to travel the world.
Where in the world? Where's that spot?
I mean, it's so vast. I would love to see some pyramids. I would love to be in them. I heard that's very spiritual. I'd like to see that first tree that was ever, you know, I believe that was in like Africa, wasn't it? It's supposed to be extremely huge. So I would like to go there. I would like to do some scuba diving around some islands and, you know, really just experience as much as I possibly can, because that's what life is about.
Do you want to own your own business sometime?
Well, I mean, I kind of do. I have a salon in my house, and I do that on the side.
How did I really
know that I want to own my own business? It just really depends on where I go with where I'm at. I mean, I think it's great to own your own business, but I think it's just as much work with anything. So it just depends on what you put yourself into and how happy it makes you and where you can go with that. And, you know, I just think wherever you are, it can be something great.
And Gregory?
I want him to do it with me. So I want him to be my, you know, he's like my best friend outside of being my son. So I want him to have that with me and, you know, just show him what I find to be beautiful in the world as much as he can show me in return.
I hope that you were inspired with Lindsay's, well, viewpoints on life. This is a young woman who has her priorities. I only wish that I would have had those priorities when I was at that age. Folks, doesn't matter where you work or what you do, as you can see, we do a lot beyond cleaning. Family came into this several times. The support of her family, the family that she's building. You know what? I've talked to many people in my career, and we're all about family. We are people. This is what motivates us. This is what keeps us going. So whenever you're thinking about those people that clean for you or those people that are part of the team that you are, think about what they do behind the scenes. What inspires them? This year we'd like you to, well, help us. We want to highlight those people that are doing, well, things like Lindsay's doing, maybe even others. Are you a grandparent? Maybe you're one of those people that was helping. Anyway, I'd like for you to contact me or us here at the show, beyondcleanwithdave.com. We're going to highlight industry people that are helping make that morning bright for everyone. Thanks for watching, and we'll catch you on our next show. And remember, keep those changes that you are doing healthy, positive, and proactive.